I had yet to discover most of these things, though I would learn them within a day or two, but I stood there in the corridor a long while, wondering what sort of place this was and feeling very afraid. Auntie had disappeared into the kitchen and was talking in a hoarse voice to somebody. At length, the somebody came out. She turned out to be a girl about my age, carrying a wooden bucket so heavy with water that she sloshed half of it onto the dirt floor. Her body was narrow, but her face was plump and almost perfectly round, so that she looked to me like a melon on a stick. She was straining to carry the bucket, and her tongue stuck out of her mouth, just the way the stem comes out of the top of a pumpkin. As I soon learned, this was a habit of hers. She stuck her tongue out when she stirred her miso soup or scooped rice into a bowl, or even tied the knot of her robe, and her face was truly so plump and so soft, with that tongue curling out like a pumpkin stem, that within a few days I'd given her the nickname of Pumpkin, which everyone came to call her, even her customers many years later when she was a geisha in Gion. When she had put down the bucket near me, Pumpkin retracted her tongue and then brushed a strand of hair behind her ear while she looked me up and down. I thought she might say something, but she just went on looking, as though she were trying to make up her mind whether or not to take a bite of me. Really, she did seem hungry, and then at last she leaned in and whispered, "Where on earth did you come from?" I didn't think it would help to say that I came from Yoroido, since her accent was as strange to me as everyone else's. I felt sure she wouldn't recognize the name of my village. I said instead that I'd just arrived.
"I thought I would never see another girl my age," she said to me. "But what's the matter with your eyes?"
Just then, Auntie came out of the kitchen, and after shooing Pumpkin away, picked up the bucket and a scrap of cloth and led me down to the courtyard. It had a beautiful mossy look with stepping stones leading to a storehouse in the back, but it smelled horrible because of the toilets in the little shed along one side. Auntie told me to undress. I was afraid she might do to me something like what Mrs. Fidget had done, but instead she only poured water over my shoulders and rubbed me down with a rag. Afterward, she gave me a robe, which was nothing more than coarsely woven cotton in the simplest pattern of dark blue, but it was certainly more elegant than anything I'd ever worn before. An old woman who turned out to be the cook came down into the corridor with several elderly maids to peer at me. Auntie told them they would have plenty of time for staring another day and sent them back where they'd come from.